Dick Hague and Mike Henson, both of whom are well known around town and beyond for their many talents, are in the studio with me tonight. It would literally use all of our time if I were to recount their numerous writings, music, and awards, so I will just mention the most recent. Dick's During the Recent Extinctions, New and Selected Poems, won the Weatherford Prize for Poetry, and Mike's The Way the World Is, the Maggie Moylan series, won the Bright Horse Prize in Short Fiction. Tonight, we're going to talk about Dick's book-length poem, Where Drunk Men Go, and the collaboration with Mike, who provides the music for this piece that was performed at the Fringe Festival and won the Critics' Choice Award. Both have served in various capacities on Pine Mountain Sand and Gravel, the annual publication of the Southern Appalachian Writers Cooperative. Where Drunk Men Go was published by Cincinnati's very own Robert Murphy at Dos Madres Press, and the well-matched artwork on the cover is by Pablo Santin. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Good to be with you. Dick, in the About the Author section of Where Drunk Men Go, you give us a description of where this poem is going to take us. Would you read that, please?
Be happy to. Where Drunk Men Go is at once a naturalistic description, an ecstatic complaint, an argument against the gods, and an exalted agony in which drunken self-crucifixion and guilt rack men thirsting for transcendence and redemption.
So this is a collaboration. You read and then Mike plays segments. So if you would read to us a section of Where Drunk Men Go.
This is section one. It's rough to do it anymore. What with this riding gut heavy as a sun on me, fat, swell belly, gout questant, self-pregnant me, eating and drinking and smoking as if for two, feeding the liver that burgeons and scars and goes hard as a trash can lid, and the lungs, those shabby fillets of smoked salmon, gasping jerkies streaked and ripped as old pantyhose. Used to be Wildness was my buddy, old pickup truck Shatheed, grinning and sucking a pint still wrapped in the sack, steering the holler road toward the Carp Fat Creek and whole nights long of smoke and drink. But now, you'd think he's the enemy, Wildness. Knee wrecker, heart wrencher, stomach turner, old flesh traitor, damn body snatcher. Hey, I remember the time we hung upside down like possums in a gum tree, late after pool at the crossroads, after a fight and rousting, the stars at our knees through branches and leaves, and it seemed somehow holy. Though heaving bilious and rank, we talked straight and true, and though the blood seemed to squirt from the corners of our eyes like a horned toad's will, the talk made sense. At least, it seemed like sense. Any possum sense makes sense to any other possum. One of the drunk's five rules of the universe.
I left my old home way back in the mountains. Mother and dad said, son, don't go home. Remember that God will always watch over you, and we will be waiting for you here at home. Son, don't go astray, is what they both told me. Remember that love, for God can be found.
It was only happiness I wanted. Smoking cigarettes, listening to the radio, fishing Clear Fork, Crane's Nest, Wolf Pen. Or back in those days, even writing a letter or two, reading real books from the library up at Forest, drinking smart and talking straight with three or four good guys. Bubba, Socrates, Heber, the old man drinker who taught me all I know and whose name I now forget. All of them knew up from down, saint from sinner, job from the truer work, which was to live as close to the gods as we could, even when the cool dark closed each day and the world's best brightness was the fisherman's fire on the creek or the smoky hearth of the bar where Odysseus and I and the rest of them in t-shirts and smoke and mud-stained shoes shot pool and lied and roared and traveled the world of talk all the way down to our bones, scraping the meat with the knives of our minds, and took care of each sorry other in the absence of sad mothers and wives and sisters who had lost us.
Thank you both. This is such a rousing poem to hear as a listener, and a further part of this that I appreciate. Of course, I get to see you all as well as hear you, is this wonderful gift of collaboration. And it actually goes a step further in that Mike has written the prologue to this poem, this book-length poem. And I thought that it certainly honors the poem, but it really is a tribute to poetry in general, the process of how it comes about in my mind. So if you would, Mike, would you read the prologue poem,
sure.
Please?
Down again to the river. Down to the banks of silt and stone, down amid the odor of leaves and mud, down among the ghosts of old miners and drowned daughters, the poet makes his camp. He has his gear, rod, line, sinkers, and bait that smells of old books and cheese. The last bells die with the sun, and the crows call one last time. The owls begin to hoot, scratch, and growl. The poet casts far out into the river, and his tackle sinks into the darkness and muck of the bottom, and he waits. White wings flicker around him, and you would think them moths, but the poet knows these are the lost souls of the whores of Wheeling. He hears their lament and the cries of lost children, of wives in despair over husbands swallowed by great furnaces. The moon whispers, love, loss, love, lost, but still he waits, and when he feels that tug on his line, he sets the hook and reels in, glistening and primal, the great, flat-headed, blunt-eyed, prickle-fin, slither-green catfish of a poem.
Thank you so much. Thank you to both of you for being here with us tonight. Great
to
see you.
Well, thank you, Barbara. Yes, our pleasure.
Thanks.
I've been talking with Mike Hansen and Dick Haig about Where Drunk Men Go. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.